Hello, Audio Boo. I've been meaning to talk about this for some time, and I've just never really got round to it. So I don't want to make it too long because I've only got the free account. Next week, I'm going to be going to the hospital, and I'm going to start the process of being worked up for a kidney transplant. It's probably about a year and a half overdue, but I've put it off for various reasons. I just want to give you a quick background of my story, really. I'm totally blind. I've been visually impaired all my life, although I completely lost my sight in my early 20s. And it isn't related to my kidney problem, as far as I know. That seems to have been caused from very high blood pressure during and after my second pregnancy. But I didn't discover how serious it was. Well, I didn't know about it. I went to the doctors in 2006 for a smear, and my blood pressure was very high. I hadn't had it done for a year, and it had been borderline then, but I remember I'd had a very stressful day that day. So they put me on tablets, and then I had to be monitored for kidney and liver damage. And I think every 6 months. So the next time I went back in 6 months' time, I had a blood test, and I had a call from the doctors one day saying that they needed to see me. And they said, oh, it's nothing to worry about. I was going on holiday and I was really worried. But they said, don't worry, bring a urine sample and come when you get back from holiday. So I got back from holiday and I went to see the doctor, and he discussed it with one of the other doctors. They said they had a program to put in all my details, my ethnic group, my age, my weight, my size, my sex and everything, and it would tell them what to do. It was some piece of software they got, and they told me I had stage 3 chronic kidney disease. Well, I had no idea what that was, and no one ever really told me. And so I said, well, what do I have to do? And they said, nothing, we'll just monitor you. They hummed and hawed about whether to refer me to the hospital. Anyway, I went on having the blood test every 6 months, and I was blissfully unaware of anything, really. I didn't know how bad it was. And then at the beginning of 2008, I went to see another doctor, not deliberately, but it was just who I could get to see on a totally unrelated matter. And she was looking through my records, and she said, I see you've got kidney disease. Have you ever been sent for an ultrasound scan? I said, no, I hadn't. So she arranged for me to go for one, and it didn't really show up anything. It did show up my kidneys were slightly small. They said that they'd probably always been like that, and that may have contributed to my problems. And she said she'd refer me to King's College Hospital. So that's when I started going there in 2008. And again, I went along for the tests. I had this done and I had that done, all the blood tests, and they just said they'd keep an eye on me every 6 months. And I remember it was the summer of 2008, I think, following an appointment. They always send you a copy of the letter they've sent to your GP, and it's got all the blood test results. And I knew what most of them meant. I didn't know what they meant, but I knew what they were. I knew what FERR is iron, and I knew that so-and-so is potassium and whatever. I knew all that from school, you know, from chemistry, basically. There was one I didn't know, and it was EGFR, and it had EGFR 27.5, and I thought, well, what is this EGFR? And I remember it was a Saturday. This is, and I think it was a bank holiday as well. It's probably this time of year. No, I think it was August. It was probably the August bank holiday, and I knew that this was going to make it worse because I looked it up on the internet, and I found out that EGFR stands for Estimated Filtration Glomerulary. I can't say that word, rate. And basically what it means is an estimate of what percentage of kidney function you have left. So I was absolutely horrified and totally flabbergasted to learn that my kidney function was 27%. It did go back up a little bit after that, but I was really upset because no one had ever taken the time to explain what any of these things meant to me. And I was so shocked when they said, you've got something wrong with your kidneys. I didn't realise that I'd got less than a third of them working. And I felt fine. And, you know, I didn't feel any different to how I'd always felt. Got plenty of energy. So that's how I was really introduced to my kidney disease. I mean, I knew I had it, but it wasn't really flagged up as anything serious until I discovered that. And then I realised it was very serious considering my age. They did tell me that most people who've got kidney damage are of my extent are in their 70s, and it's quite rare for someone to have it at my age without some underlying kidney disease. And they'd done all the tests. I had every scan known to man, and I had a nuclear scan where I didn't turn a funny colour or anything, but they injected some dye into my, they put it on in a line into me. And I've had a kidney biopsy. That wasn't very pleasant. I was in hospital for a couple of days with that, and it feels like you're being shot in the back. And then the worst bit is having to lay on your back for 6 hours afterwards without moving. I couldn't eat or drink. Well, I couldn't sit up, and my son did come and help me lift my head up to drink and eat. If you need to go to the toilet, then just it's tough luck. And that all that showed was that there was scarring in the blood vessels of the kidneys caused by the high blood pressure. It's what they thought all along, but they just wanted to make sure. The biopsy in itself was a risky procedure because you can hemorrhage. Some people hemorrhage, and that's why you have to lay still, and they are monitoring your blood pressure every 5 minutes. And mine did drop quite low at one point, and they were a little bit worried, but the nurse didn't go away that time for the 5 minutes. She stayed there for the next 15 or 20 minutes to make sure that it came back up again, and I was actually fine. Then in 2010, I was going away on holiday. We were going abroad this time, and I went to have routine tests, blood tests, and then the next day they called me and said, could I go back and have it done again, because they didn't know whether it was a blip in the system, but my blood test had showed a big deterioration from the 6 months before, which they weren't expecting. So this was before I had the biopsy done, but off I went to the hospital, and it came back the same thing. It had dropped in 6 months from about 30-something percent to 19, and nobody knows why. I still don't know why, and that was in 2010. And then it's gradually dropped ever since. It's gone down and down. The 2 years ago, it was about 16%, and then in a year, it's gone down. It went down to 4, actually. And I started on dialysis in last June. I will do another boo about the dialysis and some of the treatment I have, because it's going to take up too much time here, and I will run out. But that's basically how I came to know I had kidney disease. It was a bit of a shock, and yet I've known about it for the last 8 years, so I've come to accept it. There's all sorts of things involved which probably people don't realise, and I will go into that a little bit because I can, and I don't mind doing so. And I don't know if anyone's interested in it at all. I'm always interested to hear other people's stories, so I wondered if anyone might want to hear mine. And it is a journey for me, because the best outcome and the best form of treatment they can give me, and it isn't a cure, is for me to receive someone else's kidney. And I will talk more about that in another boo. It's very complicated, and it's quite I don't really want to go into it here, but it's you have to have counselling and everything for it, because it's a big thing to think of having someone else's kidney, especially if it's coming from a live donor. And there is a possibility I have got a live donor, but I don't know if the match is going to be any good. So that's something I will talk about. And it's a big thing for me. It's a dilemma, a terrible dilemma, to think of taking away someone else's kidney. So anyway, I better stop this for now, because I'm sure 10 minutes is nearly up. And I hope I haven't depressed you all too much, but I'm fine and I'm still here to tell the tale. So I'm sure I'll speak again soon. Bye for now.